Well, I want to talk to you about, actually I want to pray and do some spiritual warfare here, but I want to talk to you a little bit more about the new leadership, how that God's going to use it to free the U.S., the world, Christianity. You know, in our last broadcast, we were kind of long on information and with exhortations to do spiritual warfare to bring down the forces of darkness. But I want to remind you in this one where we are and where we're what we're commanded to do. I'd like to summarize some of the revelations very briefly and pray over them. I'd like us to put our faith together in these commands and warfare. And I do know that the Lord's going to hear us. He's already hearing us in a great way. Change is being made around the world. Amen. Well, Eve Brast dreamed of standing in a large press conference room where reporters were seated in chairs waiting for the president-elect to come and give his acceptance speech. People all over the world were cheering and celebrating their victory, as they are today. And the term president-elect is used when he is elected to office but is not yet inaugurated, not physically put into office. And she was expecting Donald Trump to come in, but instead she was given a glimpse of a parallel universe, she called it. When David Eales, as a type of the David Manchilds, came walking in. And from the right stage and with four very large bodyguards, whom we suspect are angels. As we have seen, there is a parallel in the Manchild types that must be fulfilled. Joseph was a Manchild, but had a cooperative government in Pharaoh. These man-child reformer types advised the physical ruler. Daniel was a man-child type, but had a cooperative government in Cyrus. And Cyrus, of course, we've been shown is a type of Trump in our day, who conquered the king of Babylon, right? The man-child body in our day is receiving a parallel cooperative government in our day in Donald Trump and his cabinet. Eve also said that there were about 15 or 20 government agents who represented angels gathered all around the podium waiting for President-elect David to give them their orders. Again, I'm nobody, but God uses me because of the term David, and he uses Eve a lot of times because of her name being the bride, you know. So, anyway, Matthew 16:19 says, I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and this is the key of David, given to the bride to rule over the enemy spirits, right? And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And Luke 10:19 says, Behold, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, right? So we who are the army of the Lord do take our authority and weapons of our warfare to cast down Satan's enemy army, and we do thwart all of his plans to keep the people of the Lord in bondage. And whatever comes, we stand firm and we speak their end from the beginning, as our Lord taught us to do. We've already beaten Satan. We celebrate the victory. So let's continue to speak him down. The Lord uses our words to bring him and his forces down. Cyrus is a type of Trump, is ordained to rule by God and enter the city of D.C., like Cyrus did Babylon. As the king of Babylon dies, just as history repeats. In parallel to Cyrus and his army is the man-child and his army, who are conquering the spiritual forces, ruling over the natural forces of the king of Babylon and his underlings. Right? So, these two were meant to work together, just as we see in the picture of Daniel and Joseph. And I asked a question of the Lord on the 12th, November the 12th, and I asked him, will you give me authority, faith, and mercy to take down faction, meaning in the world and in the church? And I asked the Lord to confirm this with four heads of coins, and I received them. And then when I picked up my Bible and looked down, I looked down on 2 Kings 11 and 12. And he brought out the king's son, put the crown upon him, and gave him the testimony. And they made him king and anointed him. They clapped their hands and said, long live the king. Of course, that was the end of Athaliah, that harlot who had usurped the kingdom. And praise God. God's going to do the same thing now. And he showed me when I read this that the address on the verse was also that very day that I was asking this question, 11:12. So I discerned that the time to take authority is now, and that he is giving us this authority even before the anointing, just as David killed the lion and the bear who threatened his father's sheep, and as David conquered Saul before he was anointed for the throne. There was a lot done there, you know, before the throne. And it's being done today, too, I believe. The Lord is going to prove, of course, who are the Davids and who is the man-child. That's up to him to do. Let's agree together, brethren, according to Matthew 18 and 19. Lord, we take the authority that you gave us over all the power of the enemy to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. And that's Psalm 149 and 8. Lord, we agree with that, and we cast down the forces of darkness over the peoples. We bind you, Satanism, witchcraft, slander, anarchy, hatred, railing, murder, arson, assassination, pedophilia, perversion, etc., and on and on. It seems like the left is totally infected with all of this. God wants the whole world to see what evil is before he takes it down. All right? And obviously, if somebody doesn't agree this is evil, then they are evil. And those willing vessels of these spirits are confused and foolish, and their plots are going to be revealed before all mankind. We declare it so. All of their sins are to be revealed. And we command, as we saw, that the assassination of Trump and the man-child with words or weapons are overturned. No weapon against them shall prosper. And Father, we ask for your protection for the innocent police officers who are out there. And we ask that the murderers sent out by this regime are caught and prosecuted, and the senders held guilty. Sandy Shaw also saw a parallel universe. And she called it a double meaning in her dream, but it was the same thing. There are two factions that are slanderous and lying and railing and killing and destroying and stealing property. And one's with the government and the other is with the apostate church. Usually they're persecuting the man-child ministry, gathered around the man-child ministry. This is how they're going to their cross and being prepared for the times to come. But there's an end coming to all that. So, and now the governments are dealing with the exact same thing that the man-child companies have been dealing with. And both of these are powered by witchcraft, which is Satanism. You know, we're told that for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as idolatry and teraphim. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected thee from being king. Well, okay, we command these leaderships involved in witchcraft to be rejected by the people and removed in the mighty name of Jesus, just like Pharaoh at the Red Sea. Sandy was standing in front of what appeared to be a government building with black blockout curtains. And we know the reason for that is no light is allowed in Satanism. And they're hidden in this government, too. The government of the apostate church. A few hundred people were in the room already putting on black robes with hoods. The leadership were marked with pentagrams and were doing rituals and sacrificing living kittens, and the rest were dancing and chanting to call up demons. Again, I'm just briefly summarizing so we can pray. And then a fleet of large white vans came to bring these disciples of Satan to many cities. And they were in their street clothes, but had their black robes with them. And they in turn sacrificed at the cities in their black robes, and then went to speak their slander and hatred to the people in their street clothes. In other words, under cover of darkness. People not realizing that people's words are spirit. Jesus said, "My words are spirit and truth." The words of the wicked are spirit too. If you receive them contrary to righteousness and the commands of God, demons will enter into you. So they did this, these Satanists did this throughout the whole town and throughout the U.S., defiling many people with Esau's root of bitterness. And that's why we see all this railing and shouting. And of course, they bus them in. They should abscond with their buses, but they bus them in, and they bus them to another city. You know, this is crazy. Why is this being permitted? Only because of this government. And these demons are spread to others through the words of these people. Witchcraft is the main power behind this, and it happens quite supernaturally. Most often, the victim doesn't even know it's happened to them. And everyone around them knows something's wrong with them. But witchcraft comes in very subtly, but quickly begins to use words which transmit spirits of slander and criticism and lying and hatred and railing and anarchy and murder, etc., etc. And this is for the purpose of conquering the listener. And then the listeners speak to others, the same spirits. And the people that are most apt to listen to this and receive these really bad spirits are people with unforgiveness and suspicion and rejection. These are major door-opening spirits. The left-wing government and its media have been infiltrated by using the same spirits and speaking the same words to defile many others. You can listen to them when they speak on TV or on the internet. You can read their stuff, and you can receive their demons. It's just that simple. And this has destroyed them. They received it. Now they're going after the man or woman on the street who are listening to the media. Satan's plan is to overcome the Trump and man-child movements, but it's going to fail. And these will both be seated because it's ordained of God. But God wants the world to see who the enemy is. And Sandy then saved her mother, who represented the church, but from the same witchcraft spirits, much like Esther saved the people of God from death by Haman and his disciples. Luke 10 and 17 says, "And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us in thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven." And that's what we are to do, cast him down. "Behold, I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you." So, in agreement with that, we bind you, Satan, and we break the power of your witchcraft and faction over the church and over the nations. Lord, we're seeing your freedom going forth over the nations. The peoples are turning against these demons. They can see the foolishness. Father, we just praise you for the victory that you've given us in Christ. And folks, the left-wing mainstream media, Google, Facebook, Twitter, should not be used or supported by Christians. They are in it with the elite Satanist shadow government and this putrid service government. And according to the emails, heads of governments from the U.S. through Europe are involved in satanic pedophile rings. Satanists seem to love that kind of stuff. And you just search for pedophile ring and you'll see what I'm talking about. The evidence is overwhelming. It's amazing. God has turned these people and the people who respect them over to the devil. In Mina Lee Grebin's revelation, she saw writing on Obama's forehead that said, "Chaos is coming." And then massive chaos broke out through the government, elites, and Satanists. This has begun. And we've been given authority to do something about it and then stand on our faith and not believe what we see until everything changes, right? So we bind and we forbid the witchcraft, hatred, faction, and slander from these people. And we ask, Lord, that they lose the money that they're paying these anarchists with. And let the eyes of their dupes be opened, Lord. And let the eyes of the public be opened, Lord. And let the silent majority out there speak up, Lord, and stand against this. We ask it in the name of Jesus, Father. Julie Trometer saw that just as the chaos broke out everywhere, she went into labor. And, of course, we saw that near the time of the tribulation, this breakdown of law and order that's around us, and now the man-child of a mature ministry of Jesus Christ will begin to come forth from the woman in travail. So this chaos is a sign of the very quickly coming man-child ministry and Donald Trump's ministry. She tried to get the attention of a fire truck, and I believe it represented a battle against the arsonists that are out there, who've also been hired, didn't vote either. I think they've caught about, well, last I heard, about 8 in this state. And this was about a half a block down the road, this fire truck, with all that was going on. No one seemed to notice her, and then a baby boy was born, feet first. So, Lord, we bind and we forbid the chaos and faction from these witchcraft, factious spirits, and the arson, which just proves their hatred for the people of America and democracy. We bind ISIS, radical Islam, Black Lives Matter, communists, anarchists, Jezebel. You will all fail in your mission except to identify those who are evil and to be refused by the world. And I believe the world will rejoice at your failure. The world did rejoice. Many parts of the world were rejoicing when Donald Trump won the election. In Glenda Jackson's revelation, Obama said, "I cannot leave this White House. This is my destiny." The Muslim leaders said to him, "Then how can you stay on as president?" He said, "There's only one way, martial law." And they said, we know how to stir up trouble, so we'll go out and stir up the trouble, and you decree martial law." And so this false flag chaos is to be bringing martial law, but it's going to be overthrown by the faith and prayers of the saints. I'm just sure of it. One false flag was just stopped by God. It was just one man who stood up and said no. It was a U.S. spy chief who fled to Trump after stopping a false flag attempt. And I'll put a link right here for you to read this, or you can go and read it for yourself. U.S. spy chief flees to Trump after stopping false flag. So I believe we just dodged the bullet here, and it was because everybody out there is praying that God will cast this down, he will catch what Obama's trying to do, etc., etc. So, Father, we recognize that you are putting your fear back in the hearts of the apostate church, and that you're using many other things, including false flags like this and the threat of nuclear war in the hands of this evil government. But we decree in your name that any martial law that comes from this will be short and a failure. We decree it in the name of Jesus Christ. And Glenda prophesied, I tell you, and I tell you very quickly, things are going to turn upside down. The White House is going to have a Muslim flag flying over it, saith the Almighty God. Get ready, get ready. My blood is sufficient for you. Get ready, I shall give you the key of David. Again, I'm just hitting the high points here. The key of David. Father, you have shown us that the key of David is our authority to bind and loose, to open doors and to shut them. So we take your authority to shut the door on the forces of darkness and open the door to your grace through your gift of faith. We know you have hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he follows after the people to bring them back into his bondage. But we also know that the Red Sea tsunami is going to spoil his plans, and that the new government of a new Pharaoh and the man-child like Moses will come into power. The people will be free to rejoice on the other side of the sea in the wilderness tribulation, which may not be very far away. Saints, things are all coming together here. The tribulation covenant might be close. John Bolton has just warned that Obama may divide the land of Israel at the UN before the inauguration on January the 20th. And I'll put a link here so you can read that. And whether they know it or not, the U.S. will be divided at the New Madrid after they do this. That fits the whole pattern of everything that's happening now, right? The East Coast quake and tsunami will precede this by a few days to take down the government which did this. And they're calling for 1 million demon-possessed protesters to spoil Inauguration Day. Can you imagine? They don't believe in democracy at all. That's because the Muslim-in-chief doesn't believe in democracy and never did. So, it seems that Trump is probably going to stay in Trump Tower and miss out on the tsunami. And as we've heard prophesied, Obama may not finish his tenure. But anyway, Pastor T.D. Hale said, I had a dream about being in a large auditorium. There had been a death of someone very important. I believe that this could be their plan to kill Donald Trump. It was not revealed to me who it was. Again, I'm skipping through here to pick up the high points. Up in the front of this huge auditorium was a casket, but it was covered in a flag, an American flag. Then over the intercom, a voice came and said, remain seated as the President of the United States comes in. On the left side, and I do believe this, he's on the left side of Trump, a couple of doors came open and in came the limousine of the President of the United States. As soon as it reached the front of the auditorium, oddly enough, the only thing I can tell you is that the limousine flipped over and chaos happened within the auditorium. And this black limousine has been named by them as the Beast. So what I saw here this time when I read this was it could be that President Obama and the elite beasts plans to overthrow Trump are flipped or overturned or overthrown by God. And I do believe that that is so. And it looks like this dream is pointing to that. And because of fervent prayer, just as other revelations we've shared, there has never been a day that those who speak of assassinating a president-elect are not collared by the Secret Service as in this day. Isn't that amazing? You never heard of that up until this rebellion. We've been invaded, folks. Been invaded by Satanists, by radical Muslims in the government. Nobody's doing anything about this, and so lawlessness just magnifies. Well, Father, we command that the assassination planned by this regime will fail. We speak confusion, fear, paranoia, and failure to be loosed in the camp of darkness, and many will be saved among them and the people of God when they see that you, Father, fight for your people, as it was with Jehoshaphat and the armies that came against Jerusalem. Amen. He went on to say, chaos was connected to the death of this important person. Wow, this is it. I mean, obviously, that's what the chaos is all about. How many people have said they wanted to kill him, you know? And how many people out there will beat up on somebody who voted for him? Is this not crazy? And he went on to say, Obama has laid a path of destruction, but because of the heartfelt prayers, tears of repentance, intercession, destruction has been diverted for a season. Okay. Obviously not the destruction that we're seeing, but the destruction that, Well, anyway, he went on to say the path has been changed. And I believe that that path of the premature war on the saints through this administration and their ISIS, BLM, communist, etc. troops in the country. But destruction still lays in our way, T.D. Hale said. And we know what that is. Because he also said that he saw the plate in America being broken up from the Midwest to the West Coast, just as we have. So, Father, we ask that the path of the wicked leadership be overturned by our faith and warfare. Father, we believe that everything will come in its scriptural time. But this is premature. And, Father, we thank you for giving us absolute victory at this time, a space of 3.5 years in which to have revival and grow the saints up. As Amos said, how shall Jacob stand? He is small. And you relented. You didn't bring the judgment. And I know that that's the situation now, Lord. The church is not really the church because they haven't come out of the foolishness of their playpens. And Lord, we just ask you in Jesus' name, have mercy and grow up your church and get them prepared for the time, which is in the middle of the tribulation period, when the beast is going to make war on the saints. And Lord, we thank you for sending us words to show us how to pray, what to pray for. We know that you have chosen that because man fell and brought the curse upon himself, that you have chosen for man to overcome and to conquer the wicked. So we thank you for doing this, Father. And this is a revelation here sent to us by Vanessa Weeks. And we called it Bad Advisors Revealed. She said, I saw Donald Trump in a dream sitting on a beige couch that was in a semicircle. Several feet away were 5 or 6 men. They were talking about how they would trip him up. I knew these men were supposed to be on his side, helping him. Mr. Trump saw these men but could not hear what they were saying. He said, where are you taking, what are you talking about? The men acted like nothing was going on and answered, oh, nothing. Then Mr. Trump said, okay, and I woke up. Well, Father, we just ask you to please make him hear what they are saying. I asked what the Lord wanted to say about this dream and received by faith, Ecclesiastes 2 and 26. For to the man that pleaseth him, God giveth wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that pleaseth God. This also is vanity and a striving after wind. Well, we're all being tested, you know, and this is clear. But he will judge the wicked. It's very clear here, too. I believe God is saying he will give wisdom to President-elect Trump. Also, we need to pray that he is not deceived by people around him. I saw that one of the elite, Henry Kissinger, was advising him. And I can't see how that's a good thing. Father, we pray that you give wisdom to Trump and that he see right through advisors who come to deceive him. Father, give him wisdom to choose good men and give wisdom to those men. We cast down the deceptions and command that every trap be revealed. Lord, give your man-child advisors to him, Father, that like it was with Joseph and Daniel. In Jesus' name we ask. I don't think we should necessarily jump to any conclusions about this, that the cabinet that he is choosing is full of deceivers. I don't think that that's what this is saying. So I challenge you not to really go that far. I do think that in the natural, he has chosen people that are far, far superior than anything we've had in there in a long time. But that can always change. You know, the devil, greed. I mean, when people have a lot of money, they have enough money to bribe people or to hire assassins to and warn them not to do what they're doing, or they'll lose their families, as this regime has done. You know, it's a hard thing. There's people that just can't take that. They say every man has his price. I would say, of course, that the born-again man doesn't, but the natural man does. And so you need to pray for him. Pray that the plots and schemes be uncovered. So we do, Father. We pray that the plots and the schemes of the enemy to take this man and this government down and so bring Christianity into bondage. We ask, Lord, that it all be cast down in the name of Jesus, Father. I'm going to put some Bible codes here about his cabinet. None of them do I see that they're pointing out any kind of wickedness among them. However, you only get bits and pieces in the Bible codes. But God's got a plan, and it's Pharaoh at the Red Sea, right? Merlene Laughlin just received this on 11-12, November the 12th, and we called it a mass grave of the wicked. She said, after waking up from a nap, I stretched and lay there on the bed for a moment and then realized that I was having a vision. It took place outside on about an acre of land with brown grass, which had, I'd say it's pretty brown out there now in most places, which had a little green in it. Nothing looked familiar to me. And on the right side was a light gray, single, wide mobile home. From where I was seeing this, it was at the back end and looking along the left side was window after window like it was a sunroom. There wasn't a tree, shrub, or flower to be seen, and I'm not sure anyone lived there. Then to the left of that was a new cement block structure. The size of the walls was about 4 feet above ground and about 7 by 14 feet. And then I saw 6 or 7 people of mixed ages standing on the right side close together and looking down into it. Their hands were placed in front of them, or they had them in their pockets. 3 or 4 people were on the left side. And I wondered what was in there, and they all saw something. The way people were standing, it was like a graveside service, but no one was in charge. No one was moving or talking. It was a solemn a moment. Then I was wondering, could this have been a mass grave? Well, I received by faith at random Proverbs 21 and 6. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vapor driven to and fro by them that seek death. Sounds like a pretty good guess. Verse 7, the violence of the wicked shall sweep them away. Kind of like Pharaoh's army, right? Because they refuse to do justice. The way of him that is laden with guilt is exceedingly crooked. But as for the pure, his work is right. Well, when I read this, what popped in my mind was Isaiah 66 and 24. And they shall go forth and look upon the dead bodies of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring to all flesh. That sounds like the Red Sea Gang to me. And surely God has something like that in mind. How it's going to be physically fulfilled, we're not positive. We have seen revelations, you know, about asteroids coming with the Lord, smiting the water, making earthquakes, bringing tsunamis, taking down governments. You know, the Bible says that the man-child will bring down governments. Now, I know that, like Moses, he spoke things that ended up bringing down Pharaoh's government. Like the prophets, same thing. The prophets represented man-childs in their day. They brought down governments of God's people over God's people. And they brought down governments in the world, too. They spoke the word that brought them down. And so it is today. God's people, with the renewed mind of the Spirit, because of the Word of God in their heart, are capable of speaking things that come to pass. And that's why the Lord said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Right? So I believe that people who have been deceived by the wicked in the form of faction and witchcraft and things like that, that are among the elect, I believe that they're all going to be restored and humbled. And I'm remembering this verse that Eve received, which is showing that God brings back those taken captive to faction, and their captors are destroyed. And that was 1 Samuel 30 and 17 through 20. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men who rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken. And David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoils, nor anything that they had taken to them. For David brought back all. Well, we've received this same verse a few times concerning the captivity to the faction, the people who are taken into captivity by factious spirits. And so we knew what this was talking about when we got it, you know. And there are people out there that have heard words in their ignorance. They have not cast them down or rejected them, and they were taken over. And it's a humbling thing when God brings you back. It's kind of like Nebuchadnezzar, as I've pointed out before. He was taken down because he was proud. He was turned over to the mind of the beast. And when he was taken out or delivered of it, he was very humble. And he really respected the Lord. So there is a ministry that God gives to people like this. You could say Peter partook of that a little bit. He denied the Lord, and he was so humbled, so grieved at his lack of strength and faith and boldness that he was very grieved and humbled. You know, he didn't have so much confidence in self. And then Kurt received another one, Micah 7 and 15 on down. As in the days of thy coming forth out of the land of Egypt, will I show unto them marvelous things. Think about it. Think about it. The Lord is about to show us marvelous things. The nation shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth, their ears shall be deaf. You know, with all the power that Pharaoh had, he could not bring them back into bondage. He had first let them go because of the judgments that were upon him. And basically that seems to me kind of like this election, you know. At first, they let go. Then they decided, oh, we lost our slaves, you know, let's go get them, you know. But then they ended up dead in the Red Sea. I know that the Red Sea has been symbolized pretty much by that red map, that almost completely red map. And we've seen that as a symbol of the Red Sea. Although the election that brought about the red map had yet to go to the Red Sea. And because of the Red Sea, you know what happened is Pharaoh lost his life and a new Pharaoh took over. And also Moses was given authority to bring the people of God through the wilderness. So there was a change of command in a couple of ways there in our parallel that we've been seeing, right? And so we don't see that when we got the map, but it is coming. The map is pointing forward to this baptism of the blue by the red, so to speak. They shall lick the dust like a serpent, like crawling things of the earth. They shall come trembling out of their close places. They shall come with fear unto the Lord our God, and be afraid because of thee. Well, this is interesting. This is, of course, speaking about the nations. It's not talking about God's people. It's talking about the nations who will come to fear God through this judgment of a lot of wicked people. Yeah, Pharaoh and his troops going down in the Red Sea. Verse 18, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth over transgression of the remnant of his heritage? Yeah, you know, these people that were coming out of Egypt, They had a lot to learn. They had not really been well educated in God's law. That happened in the wilderness. And there's an awful lot of people just like that today. They're very ignorant of God. Actually, Moses, when he first met him, didn't know who he was. You know? So they were very ignorant of God, but he's having mercy. He's pardoning iniquity. He's passing over transgression, right? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in loving kindness. Yes, that's our God. I've been encouraged by his mercy lately. As bad a shape as the church is in, most of the people in it are ignorant, that they're following foolish people, that they're not really obeying all of the word, that this is very important to God. They've got a lot to learn. But God is going to do it. Verse 19, he will again have compassion upon us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. And thou wilt cast all their sins, and their persecutors too, by the way, in the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob, and the loving kindness to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. And Father, we thank you that freedom is spreading all over the world. New leadership is being raised up as the people see through the politically correct evil leadership. Tyranny is being overthrown by your grace and mercy. Father, we thank you for sending revival now and bringing in the multitudes in Jesus' name. Lord, we're expecting awesome things from you, because you're a miracle-working God, a great and mighty Savior. And we thank you so much. Okay, I got a minute here, so I'm going to read you a part of this. John Bolton warned that Obama may divide the land of Israel at the UN before the inauguration. That's not very far away. January 20th. This is Michael Snyder. Is Barack Obama about to make the most catastrophic decision of his entire presidency? Former UN Ambassador John Bolton is warning that there is a lot of speculation over at UN headquarters right now about resolutions that recognize a Palestinian state, or that try and set a boundary for Israel based on the 67 ceasefire lines. Of course, this would have to happen before the inauguration of Donald Trump on January the 20th, because Trump has already made it quite clear that he will not support any UN resolution of such a nature. Knowing that Trump is about to take office, advocates of the two-state solution are putting an immense amount of pressure on Obama to support a UN Security Council resolution that would permanently divide the land of Israel while he is still in the White House. And at this moment, we do not know what Barack Obama's final decision will be. Well, we all know about his hatred for Israel, so it's not hard to figure out that this is... I don't think they have to twist his arm very bad, is what I'm saying. You know, most Americans have no idea that this drama is playing out behind the scenes, but those in the know are very much aware of what is happening. The Wall Street Journal recently published an article entitled "Obama's Israel Surprise" that discussed the possibility of Obama supporting a UN Security Council resolution that would permanently divide the land of Israel. And the New York Times editorial board has formally endorsed such a resolution. And the rest of the Security Council is ready to agree to such a resolution. At this point, the only obstacle is getting Barack Obama's approval. That's why it was so exceedingly alarming to wake up on Sunday morning and read former UN Ambassador John Bolton's very chilling warning about what could soon happen at the UN. The following comes from an article on the website of The Hill. Let's see. Well, I'm not going to read all that. It's pretty long, but it's very interesting. And Lord, We know that this covenant is a part of the beginning of the tribulation period. It's also the end of something that's happening that comes before the tribulation period, which is, of course, Pharaoh drowning in the Red Sea, a change of leadership. And Lord, this certainly fits. This would, of course, cause, as you have told us many times, a division in America. And, of course, this division would be the sign of these earthquakes coming through that you have told us was going to happen just before the tribulation period. And, Lord, you've also told us during those earthquakes that a great revival is going to come forth. And you told us, Lord, in Joel chapter 2, that when the northern army is smitten, the revival came. The people of God cried out to you. You heard them. You smote the northern army, or Sennacherib's army, or Haman, if you will, in the book of Esther. And what came of that, of course, was the anointing of the man-child and the beginning of a totally new era of a Moses-type man-child leading God's people through the wilderness. Lord, all these pieces to the puzzle are seemingly coming together. It's pretty amazing. I wouldn't doubt that this would happen too, very quickly. Either way, there's going to be a great judgment, just as we just read a few minutes ago, that is really going to come if this happens. Even though the army is taken down that would oppress and bring into bondage God's people and kill God's people, there is still a judgment coming on America, but one that will restore the fear of the Lord, which is important, and one that will bring multitudes into the kingdom through revival. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. You're our awesome Savior. We put our trust in you, Lord, and we praise you. Lord, show us how to pray and keep giving us these revelations so that we know and so that we can agree with you and so that we can be used of you for this great transition. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your mercy towards us. Your people do not deserve this at this time, but then they didn't deserve it when you took them out of Egypt either. And after just having a Passover of judgment upon them, which could very well be like these earthquakes, a Passover of judgment, they went into the wilderness, which is the tribulation. And Father, we praise you and we thank you. Your mercy is awesome. Lord, we thank you for all you're doing to bring about this change. We thank you for your protection around Trump and his cabinet, around the police officers, around innocent people that are being beaten by these hoodlums that are obviously pro-hoodlum government. So, Lord, let everyone see the wickedness of this man and of this regime altogether, and the people that back it up. Lord, thank you for cleaning house, Father. Thank you for cleaning house. We praise you and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.